Let's talk about why God is not answering your prayers. And it's a question that I think about a lot and that I hear a lot, and I think a lot of us maybe think about. And sometimes we'll be praying for something, and so consistently, so persistently, we start to even question, does God even love me? Does he even care about me? I've been praying for this one thing. I really long for it. It's something that is truly good. And I'm truly praying with all my heart. And yet God isn't answering me, and it kind of makes us wonder, does he even care? And we hear in today's gospel that Christ is the good shepherd. So let's see how we can reconcile these things. Let's see how we can make sense of these things. I'm not going to answer that question, by the way. I'm just going to talk about it. I don't know why God isn't answering your prayers. So just forget about that for a second. But it is worth talking about. Sometimes we do pray for things, and they're just kind of trivial. They're important to us, but they're not really important. I don't know. You have a picnic scheduled, and you're going to pray for a nice day that day. That's fine. But, you know, the crops need rain, too. And maybe they need rain more than you need a nice picnic. So sometimes it's just not important. Don't worry about it. In the big scheme of things, it kind of makes sense. Other times, we're praying for a really good thing, and it's really good, but it's very particular. I've heard many times people are praying for, and they'll come to me and they're really frustrated because they're praying for, you know, somebody to notice them, you know, for like marriage or something like that. And they're praying for this very particular person to notice them or to be interested in them or something like that. Great. Pray for that. No harm in praying for that. But, you know, maybe there's something you don't know. And this has happened several times in my priesthood, where they're just like, oh, I feel like I'm never going to be happy without this person. And finds out that, you know, later on, oh my gosh, that would have been a disaster. There was a lot that I didn't know. So sometimes it's kind of part of God's plan, and he's protecting you from something that you don't know. And we feel so frustrated and so like almost angry at God for not giving us this thing we want that it'll actually harm us. And we don't realize it. That's another kind of set of things that we pray for. Other times, really, it's not like that at all. We really are just praying for a good, beautiful thing. And it just doesn't happen. That's the hardest one to explain. I don't know. It's just the way the world works, and it's just the way God works sometimes. I don't think there's a really clear answer to that. And it's always for our benefit or not. Sometimes just life just doesn't revolve around us. And sometimes we just don't get what we want, and life goes on. As sometimes it can be really even tragic things that we're praying for something like maybe somebody's life or something like that. Well, at some point, everybody's going to die. And sometimes it's sooner rather than later. And just sort of be a little bit abandoned with that and just kind of let that be. Certainly keep praying for it, but, you know, the world is bigger than us and God is bigger than us. That's the hardest one, but it's a fact. However, we're encouraged, and throughout the scriptures, we're encouraged to pray, and we're encouraged to ask for things from God, and we're encouraged even to ask for very particular things. All that's great. It's a part of our prayer life. And yet, sometimes the thing we want, we can want it so intensely, and this is something I'm noticing more. I don't know if there's more of it or I'm just noticing more. We can want something so intensely that we resort to really bad practices, really unchristian practices. We resort to fortune telling so that we can know whether we're going to get this thing or not, to feel a sense of relief. I mean, that's a sin not just against our religion, it's a sin against reason. You think somebody looking at your coffee grounds is going to tell you whether you have a thing or not? Forget it. You're not practicing Christianity at that point. If that's something that you really believe and you're going to go and even give somebody money to do that, I don't know what religion that is, but it's not this one. And yet our frustration will kind of force us into that. Sometimes we'll even, this is a little more rare, but it's still around, people will even practice a kind of witchcraft and kind of like do something to force something to happen, as if we have that kind of direct causality in nature. That's weird. You know? And I have a better solution to that. If you want somebody to notice you, instead of doing witchcraft, go and talk to them. That might work a little bit better. But we will resort to that. Again, it's because of the longing of our heart, our frustration. We want something so bad. It's as if we're willing to do anything to get it. Sometimes, this is not as harmful. It's not a pagan practice or something, but sometimes our prayer life can completely become almost mutated. And we treat prayers as if they're witchcraft. We treat like a novena as if it's like a magic thing. And if I have to do the novena right, and if I say the right words and I say it in the right way, and I'm thinking the right thing, then God will have to answer me. And if I go to this one saint, God always listens to the saint. And even if it's like we're kind of twisting God's arm, now I'm going to force God to give me what I want. And that can take the form of prayer. It's very weird. And again, I'm not saying not to pray for things, but Jesus shows us how to pray for things. In the Our Father, he says, for us to say, thy will be done. In the Garden of Gethsemane, which we're getting to, it's towards the end of Lent, we're going to start reading these passages of when Jesus is going to sacrifice his life for us. There he's praying for a truly good thing, for him to just to continue living. He's going to die the next day. And Jesus prays, Father, if it's possible for this cup to pass, let it be so, but not as I will, but as you will. And so when Jesus shows us by his example, when we pray for things, for particular things, we always have to end it with that clause at the end. Please, Lord, I'm asking you for this good thing, this beautiful thing. I'm asking you this for this, and yet, not as I will, but as you will. And that's the hardest thing to pray, because we really want things sometimes. Here's another way to think about things. And maybe this is a better answer to the question because it just changes the subject. It gives us a different question to ask. God really loves me, but he's not giving me what I want. Well, Jesus gives us this symbol. I am the good shepherd. It's there in the gospel today. I am the good shepherd. So he's answering the question, no, yes, I do care about you and I do love you. I love you the way, and I care about you, and I'm going to take care of you the way a shepherd takes care of his sheep. Okay, that's beautiful. There's something implied there, though. If he's the shepherd and we're the sheep, then, and this is a hard thing to grasp, a hard thing to understand, then maybe consider for a moment he knows more than we do. And he understands what's going on more than we do. And maybe to us, it's so clear that this is good for us. And this is what will help us. And this is going to be something. And it's really going to make us happy. And maybe we can't even imagine that being wrong. And yet, we're the sheep and he's the shepherd. It's not that we're dumb animals. It's just a proportion thing. Christ isn't trying to put us down or demean us. It's just God is that much smarter than we are. In fact, he's a lot smarter than that. So that between us and like a sheep, there's, you know, we're pretty smart compared to sheep. There's a lot bigger difference between us and God. And he sees so much more than we do. And he loves us so much more than we love ourselves. Maybe this is a different way to pray. To him, the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. Different way to pray. The sheep hear his voice. So keep praying. Keep talking to God. Keep telling him your needs, absolutely. But once in a while, try listening. Try hearing him out. Where? Well, the scripture. This is his word. Read the gospels. This is the word made flesh speaking to us, showing us how he lived. Read the Bible. That's how you hear the shepherd. God hears us a lot. We talk a lot. He talks too. And maybe it's more valuable for us to listen to him than for him to listen to us. And that's a practice that I really encourage every single day. Every day, just read one verse of the Bible. Just open the New Testament. And there's some stuff that's confusing and hard. Yeah, that's right. It's supposed to be. It's challenging. It's interesting. He calls his own sheep by name. That's a different kind of prayer. This is not just we're listening to him. He calls us by name. Personal prayer. That's actually really challenging sometimes. I actually find that hard. I actually think it's easier for me, depending on the personality maybe, I think it's easier for me to just, okay, there are these memorized prayers, they're beautiful, I love the rosary, I pray the rosary every day. I pray Mass every day. We pray all these great things, they are the best prayers. They're important. But once in a while, just have a conversation with God. That can be a little bit more intimate, that can be a little scarier. After you receive communion, go back to your seat. That's your time. You have that couple minutes. Maybe even after Mass, you can stay in the church a little bit and pray. That's your personal time. He calls you by name. He loves you as an individual. The scripture is there for all of us. Our personal prayer is there for each of us, one by one. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. This is the consequence of a healthy prayer life. And this is the thing that's scary, and this is the thing that maybe we're trying to avoid sometimes. He leads them. Obedience is that third form of prayer. That, you know, in the end, God listening to me is not the important thing. Me listening to God is the important thing. Not me getting him to do what I want, but me doing what he wants. He's the good shepherd. He does care for us. He does provide what we want. And sometimes we get frustrated when don't get what we want. And yet, he cares about us more than we do. He knows more than we do. And so, we have a lot of reason to trust him. And we have a lot of reason to pray to him and to listen to him. And in the end, to obey him and follow him where he leads us.